Your fake government is communicating with foreign countries to actually orchestrate a full-scale physical invasion of your country. Let that sink in. Unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. Well, Coach Zach Smith is the grandson of College Football Hall of Fame coach Earl Bruce. Just like his grandfather, Zach coached at Ohio State, rising to the position of wide receivers coach under Urban Meyer. That's awesome. Well, today Coach Smith has one of America's fastest growing podcasts. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it anywhere that you download your favorite podcast. We highly recommend that you check it out. It's called Menace to Sports. And again, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever else you prefer. Give it a look. But we're having Coach Smith on today to discuss the humiliating decline of amateur and professional sports in America, as both of them are steadily devoured by wokeness in literally every single dimension, whether it's burn, loot, murder, or the LGBTQ mafia. One of the most recent atrocities of this period just happened in West Virginia, where basketball coach Bob Huggins just got suspended and lost $1 million from his contract because he jokingly said the word f**ks during a radio interview. So that $1 million will be robbed directly from Coach Huggins and instead used to fund the university's LGBTQ plus center. We're not making that up. Remember, West Virginia voted for Donald Trump by nearly 40 points in 2020. There's no state more committed to Trumpism and more hostile to wokeness than West Virginia. Yet even there, a taxpayer-funded university is stealing people's salaries and giving it away to perverts and predators and freaks and fags. We're not going to have a prayer of defeating any of this poison politically if we can't even stand up to this in sports. That's period. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the greatest coach in league history, Phil Jackson, the man who took Michael Jordan to 6 titles, who won a bunch more with Shaq, Kobe, and the Lakers, is now getting canceled by the media because he pointed out how stupid and borderline unwatchable the NBA became when it began painting BLM propaganda on the court and letting players change the names on their jerseys. We want to talk about all of this and a whole lot more to that end. Coach Zach Smith joins us now. Zach, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, Stu. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, do you agree? If we can't beat this in sports, are completely screwed as a country.
Of all the venues, right? Sports is the one where you just felt like, mainly because of the demographic of the fan bases, right? Like, the people that watch sports generally aren't really interested in woke ideology. Like, they want competition. They want teams that are, you know, they want girls competing against girls, boys competing against boys. It's kind of, college football is the greatest example, right? It forever was one of the first melting pots of all races. And, you know, to go into a college football program and find an ounce of racism, I can't imagine it. But now they're infiltrating the NFL, the NBA, all these, what used to be the releases from these nonsense ideologies, now it's infiltrated it.
Yeah, talk about the percentage of the population here. I mean, I got to believe that the majority of people who watch college football, for example, which is your forte on your show, are not Peter Puffing, pillow biting, Hershey Highway riding. They're just not. And so why are they working so hard to push this down the throats of you know, what, 0.2% of our country?
I don't have a good answer for you because I don't understand it. Like, my show has taken off because I don't give a shit. I got canceled by woke ideology per se with the, you know, domestic violence accusations that were false. And once I got canceled, it's the most liberating thing in the world, right? You can say whatever you want because you can't cancel me twice. And people are drawn to it because they're like, finally, none of that bullshit. I can just actually get real talk and get honest assessments of things that go on in the world. I mean, it was as bad when I got fired for these allegations that the one reporter, Brett McMurphy, that was going after me really as a means to get to Urban Meyer, he went on record and claimed that I was racist against my players. I coached wide receivers. I don't know if anyone pays attention, but I never coached a white receiver, not once in my career, all black kids. And somehow I am a racist. I mean, it's just, it sells. People click on it. oh, this guy is a racist. Let me click that article and read about it. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to get clicks. And I think that's the reality of society that we live in now is people just want drama. And so they'll create drama through this woke ideology because people click on it. They read about it.
I was so upset. I got to tell you, I was so happy that they left hockey alone. These people didn't come after hockey. I was just leave my hockey alone. The NBA is complete garbage. It's total crap. These people are overpaid thugs who go into the clubs with their illegal guns and shoot each other in the legs. And they're insane. They act more less civilized than most of your local zoos behave and the animals in them. I mean, that's what the NBA is. And I'm not going to apologize for saying that. So I don't watch it. The NFL seems to be rigged and totally fake. I don't know. College hoops. They're okay. They still play defense. These kids have something to play for. They're looking for the big contract. Same thing with college football. These guys have something to play for. As far as I can tell, they're playing as hard as they can. But hockey, this is kind of... I go to my first Wild game this past season. First Wild game. Spent good money to be there in those seats. And it was freaking gay pride night. Does it stop?
I mean, it's one of those... things when you look at it, you look at the Bud Light ads and the Miller Light ad that just came out today. It's like they have totally lost touch with who is watching hockey. Like, what hockey fan wants a gay pride night? Are there a bunch of gay people watching hockey?
No, there's just like, not.
I can't fathom a sane human being sitting down for the Minnesota Wild and saying, you know what our fans really want? Let's have a gay pride night. That'll really get them to come out and support us. Like, what is the point?
And then I have to answer questions to my children, who, by the way, don't even know what sex is at the ages of 8 and 4 and, you know, 10. And so they're asking me, Dad, what's with all the rainbows? What's with all this whole pregame celebration? But what was refreshing to see and what I think we're seeing happen in a lot of different sports, but specifically hockey a lot, is the players themselves are saying, I'm not participating in this. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's... I think that's what you would see in college football. I mean, if you tried to promote a gay pride night in the Ohio State locker room, that whole team would look at the coaching staff or whoever's asking them to wear a rainbow f-ing patch and be like, absolutely not. I'm not wearing that. And it has to come from them. Because if it comes from the corporation, then you could get canceled, right? You get labeled as a hate activist or whatever you want to call it. But if it's the players... they don't have to wear what they don't want to wear.
So right? I think, you know, I mean, one way that we could have handled these vaccine mandates for pilots is if, you know, there was a blue flu. I'm not saying that I think that one should be organized. You know, I understand that there's legal costs, you know, affiliated with the pilots and the unions and the train workers and all these people. But if every one of these pilots would have just said, you know what, F off, screw it, we're not flying these planes. That would have stopped, boom, right now. Absolutely, right this second. It would have created a situation that could not be handled unless they just dropped the mandates. The same thing could be true with every single one of these professional sports. The same thing could be true with the collegiate level. Don't you agree? I mean, if this thing is going to be forced on you, then just get together and say, you know what? No, we're not playing one more game until this is gone.
Absolutely. It all comes from the power in numbers, right? And I think their whole... thought process is people will not band together that unified to fight this so we can push it through. Where if the numbers, the masses would actually come together and choose not to buy Bud Light or not to go to a game that is gay pride night because they don't want to be have homosexuality thrown in their face at a fucking hockey game. If people would just not support it, it would go away because it has to, right? Yeah.
And I really don't care who says that it's okay and who's promoting it. I mean, you got Donald Trump Jr. out here saying, you know what, let's not be so hard on Bud Light after all, because, you know, they give a lot of money to my dad. The correct answer is, I don't give a I don't care how much money they give. Anheuser-Busch should not be forgiven for that. And if you really want to kick them where it hurts, then everybody needs to stop buying Anheuser-Busch products. Stop buying the tranny fluid, the Transheiser-Busch nonsense. These people have shown you exactly where they align. And then they did billboards taunting people afterwards. Boo-hoo, crybabies, I think was what they put on billboards all over the country. I mean, it's an absolute joke. They're taunting the majority of the population as they try to shove down this dangerous, as we now see, this trans agenda is dangerous. I mean, we've got trannies, freak shows going into schools and blowing the heads off of innocent children and teachers. It's insanity what's happening out here. It's dangerous, but it's 0.2%, I think, is you know, of our country. 0.2 of 1% of this country identifies as some tranny freak show. Reopen insane asylums, put those people in there, and then continue on with your college football.
And you talked about it. Like, I have to talk to my kids about it. And the only beautiful thing about all of this is it's not hidden. I mean, they are right there in front of you. Like, when my son goes to school, they have furries. I didn't know. He taught me about this. Kids that identify as f-ing cats.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, bud, let me tell you something. That kid right there is mentally unstable. Don't bully him and stay the fuck away from him.
Here's what they just showed you, that with these people is you not only, you know, placate to them, give them their litter box, that's fine, but that means that at lunchtime they're eating cat food and dog food. That means that when they misbehave, they go into their kennel and they get locked down. That means that when you're training them on how to socially acclimate and not, you know, do crazy crap, that's when they get shocked with the shock collar, correct? I mean, you put these you put these things on a leash. If they're going to be this thing, if they want to be mentally ill and unstable, then let's just show them. Let's play the game all the way. Menace to Sports is how you say it. Menace to Sports is where you find it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever else you prefer to download your podcast. Make sure that you give it a look. Coach Zach, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I've started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So the Elon Musk Twitter experiment has been very promising so far. I mean, we're not going to lie. Thanks to the Musk buyout, I've been able to rejoin Twitter and spread this show's message further than I could otherwise. Other staff at the Stu Peters Network have been able to come back as well, along with many of our guests who were previously banned. So the environment for free speech in America genuinely is much better than it was just a year ago. And whatever our differences are with Musk, we have him to thank for that. But we also have to be very honest. Last week, Musk made a very worrying announcement that threatens to undo all of the progress of the past year. Musk announced that he'll be stepping away as CEO of Twitter And in his place, he's appointing former NBC executive Linda Yaccarino to the company's chief executive spot. According to Musk, Yaccarino's mission will be to gradually transform Twitter into X, the so-called everything app that Musk has long dreamed of creating. So now here's the deal. Linda Yaccarino was pro-vaccine. She was pro-mask. She's made statements indicating support for social justice. She's a feminist. She wasn't just associated loosely with the World Economic Forum. No, she was an executive chair at WEF. While at NBC, she was their head of advertising, which meant that she was involved intimately with everything woke that NBC did in their advertising, and that was a lot. And during a recent public interview with Musk, Yaccarino voiced support for giving advertisers a greater voice in controlling Twitter's content. So, in short, there are too many red flags to list here. Elon Musk says that the platform's commitment to speech will remain unchanged, but how could it? All we have to say to that is prove it. I mean, this pattern has played out a lot. Just trust us, we have things under control. We've heard it before. And then once the left gets its hooks in, it's all over. Yaccarino was speaking as part of a panel on her beloved World Economic Forum stage. We think that you should hear what she said. Pay attention to this video because Linda Yaccarino is telling you exactly what she believes, and that's important for you to understand.
I think the more complicated issue when it comes to fake news is that the younger generation really doesn't experience or consume news with the same filters that what I would call traditional news or older folks, maybe some of us up on this panel, were once raised, whether you had a news reporter or a news presenter that you trusted and that you received your news from, those largely don't exist anymore. So as a company like NBC Universal that has one of the largest news footprints in the world and certainly the largest news footprint in the U.S., you have to constantly be looking at your news organization and your filters for disseminating and really taking that responsibility of leadership very seriously. But how do you educate a younger generation about news literacy? I do a lot of talks about to younger folks, be careful what you share. Where are you getting it from? Right? So I think that, you know, there's there's a big spectrum to fake news. It's what are you disseminating? What are you sending out? What's catching on with consumers? Because you'll receive a video and you're there today sitting, is this real or not? What organization did this get published from?
We hope that you were really paying attention to exactly what Yaccarino just said there. Where are you getting this information from? You should be very careful about what you're posting. Is this legitimate or not? Did this come from your trusted news source, you know, which is NBC? Simon Atiba is a senior White House correspondent for Today News Africa. He has been paying close attention. Atiba made some interesting points on Twitter after seeing that tape. Quote, the new CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino, who was appointed by Elon Musk, does not seem to know what she's talking about when it comes to fake news. She believes that fake news does not come from trusted and traditional sources. She hasn't read about the Hunter Biden laptop incident, which was curated by so-called trusted sources and repeated by traditional news outlets only to turn out to be fake. She also hasn't read the Nord Stream pipeline bombing, which was reported by traditional and reliable sources only to be proven false. Furthermore, she hasn't read about vaccine misinformation spread by individuals who claim to have knowledge, which has been consistently proven false. In fact, she fails to understand that the spreaders of disinformation are often individuals within the intelligence community, government officials, public relations firms, lobbyists, and special interest groups, the very people who were advertising on NBC Universal, where she previously worked. She believes the disseminators of disinformation are anonymous individuals on Twitter lacking visibility and respect rather than the influential figures that she encounters or follows. The more I listen to her, the more I realize she is ill-suited and unqualified for the job, lacking the mental readiness required to drive the necessary changes that Twitter needs. I believe that she may be valuable in bringing money to Elon Musk due to her connections. However, when it comes to supporting citizen journalism, protecting freedom of speech, and holding the establishment accountable, the very entities that propagate fake news the most, the ones that we watch on television, she falls short. It's worth noting that when she was appointed, the news article that she shared on her LinkedIn profile was from CNN, a network known for presenting fake news as real. For her to succeed, she would need to undergo a significant mental transformation, which raises doubts about her ability to achieve it. We couldn't agree more. Simon Atieva joins us now. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, I mean, this couldn't be done by accident, right? I mean, clearly Elon Musk is making a cognitive decision to put a chair from the World Economic Forum as the leader of the free speech platform that he says is dedicated to that.
Yeah, it's almost like someone just set a building on fire and you decide to appoint that person as a fire chief in your community, or someone just robbed a bank and you decide to make him the leader of the bank. That's what he just did now. She's wrong on so many levels. She believed that NBC News and CNN and all the mainstream media, that those are the outlets that really should be trusted. And independent people, independent journalists should not be trusted. But what she doesn't understand, 90% of people on Twitter have lost faith in the mainstream media. They don't watch them. They don't read them anymore because they've seen repeatedly how they've been false on vaccine, on lockdowns, on so many issues that are listed on that tweet. And that's the reason that tweet has been liked by 14,000 people, seen by 2.5 million people, because people realize that, you know, you can have these views where you've been wrong so many times and come to Twitter and correct it. She's so wrong, and I don't believe that she's really the right person for the job.
Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, said he who controls the technology will control the world, will control the future, will turn people into robots. I mean, that's what he's talking about, the fourth industrial revolution, the Great Reset. She is in league with Klaus Schwab. She is one of the higher ups at Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. How can we believe that anything would be different when transforming Twitter into X, which is the technology of the all-encompassing app that Elon Musk has dreamed about? Why would I believe anything other than the fact that she's going to cancel me and censor my speech because it didn't come from a trusted network? Where is this information coming from? How do we believe it? She said it herself. We have to believe
it. Yeah, exactly. She said that where's the information coming from? Does it come from NBC News? Does it come from CNN? Does it come from the people, the traditional sources of news? If it doesn't come from them, it's fake. You know, it's not reliable. But we've seen over the past 2.5 years how wrong those the people we look up to, the expert, you know, we've seen how wrong they've been on everything from, you know, things that I cited before. And she's, I don't know, it's so painful. The more you watch her, the more you watch, there are many videos online, the more you watch those videos, the more you realize that she doesn't have any clue what she's talking about. And that's what happened to people who who live in a bubble and they don't really connect to people on the other side of the political divide to see the other people. They condemn those people. They pass judgment on those people. They believe that they are superior to those people. And when you believe that you are better and superior than people, you don't really... You don't put in an effort for that mental exercise that she needs to, you know, put in place for her to even begin to understand what she should, you know, how where Twitter is and what the people want right now.
At very minimum, there are millions and millions of very, very concerned people who are Twitter users, and you know, a lot of influencers, content creators, alternative media broadcasters. People are very concerned about this. We hope that Elon Musk is paying attention because this seems to be very intentional. This selection with the ties to the World Economic Forum, not loose ones, deeply involved as a chair, these woke institutions of advertising for NBC Universal. She's very well documented on the record, openly, unashamed, telling the world that, look, the fake news is coming from programs like this one. And from outlets like Twitter, since allowing people to be back on the platform. Simon Atieva, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Welcome back. Say whatever else you want about Robert Kennedy Jr. We certainly have some differences with him politically, but nobody can deny this. He is very brave. Now, most of us, fortunately, have never had a family member that's been violently murdered. Well, of course, before they forced these shots onto everyone and remdesivir and ventilators. RFK Jr., though, had his father gunned down in broad daylight. His uncle, President John F. Kennedy, was murdered, too. And in both cases, we supposedly know who did it. Lee Harvey Oswald in the case of JFK and Sirhan Sirhan in the case of Robert Kennedy Sr. That's the official story, anyway. Well, RFK Jr. has said publicly he does not believe the official story for his uncle's death. He believes the CIA was involved firsthand in his uncle's murder. And in fact, there's a lot of evidence to believe that. The phrase conspiracy theory was literally invented in the wake of the Kennedy assassination to discredit skeptics of the Warren Report. To divert questions away from Jack Ruby after he murdered Oswald, a psychiatrist declared that Ruby was insane, something that, by the way, none of his friends or family had believed prior. The psychiatrist, as Tucker Carlson pointed out last year, was working for the CIA. Well, last fall, we had Judith Baker on this show. Judith claims to have been Oswald's girlfriend, and she lived and worked in the right places at the right time for it to be true. And according to Judith, Oswald was recruited into a plot by the CIA, supposedly pertaining to Cuba, and then was made into the patsy for JFK's murder. For more than a half a century, the CIA has stonewalled every single attempt to fully declassify the Kennedy assassination files, even though the Cold War is over and at this point everyone involved is dead or in a retirement home, but yet still they block the truth. You don't need any advanced degree to guess why they're doing it, because they know that the full files will be damning for the CIA. Millions of people have known and shared these facts for years. And now RFK Jr. is bringing them to the biggest stage possible. All of this, of course, is pretty risky for RFK Jr. They killed his uncle, possibly killed his father too. They're arrogant and bold enough to kill him as well. But still, RFK Jr. presses on, and we salute him for that. Erin Elizabeth is a researcher, a journalist, and a blogger at Health Nut News. She has been closely tracking RFK Jr.'s presidential run, and she joins us now. I mean, you can't take anything away from this guy, Erin. He's definitely brave. And nobody's fooled anymore. Nobody believes the illegitimate regime in the empire of lies.
So true, Stu. It's great to be here. And yeah, I think that I'm glad that Bobby Kennedy is being more vocal about the fact that he believes it's indisputable fact that the CIA killed his uncle, and immediately after his father called the CIA and said, did you do this? I mean, that was the first call, as you probably know, that his father made after his uncle was killed. And yeah, I think it's crazy that all these years later, I mean, we're what, 60 years later, and they still won't release thousands of pages on the files. So
yeah, I mean, we have the CIA here. It looks like killing presidents of the United States, running around assassinating people, running operations against Americans, and doing it on our own soil. I mean, this is a terrorist organization, and they should be treated accordingly.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're trying to suppress that, and probably why they're really scared of Bobby. You know, I'd just be thrilled if he could beat Biden and for a Democratic nomination, so we had viable choices. But yeah, it's terrifying. And they just don't want him sharing the truth with the people. And I think that's a big part of it, especially because all of this could unravel, which so many people alive today still are not familiar with. They still think that Lee Harvey, I mean, I will still talk to grown adults who will say, oh, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald killed him. And they don't understand about the Warren Report, the Warren Commission, or the 10 years later that they did, like you said, they said, look, it appears to be he was assassinated for JFK. That he was assassinated and that it was a conspiracy. It was not Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. So. Well, these are the same people who believe that they should mask to prevent themselves from getting sick, that they should get injections, and that presidents are duly elected these days.
Yes.
Rather than installed. They probably also believe everything that NASA tells them. Obviously, we live under the empire of lies. Now, we affected a regime change in Ukraine. We needed a puppet state there, just like we needed to build up in Afghanistan, a puppet state, just like we needed to build up in Iraq and Libya and all of these other places, Syria.
Yes.
Well, we weren't getting that with the duly elected 2014 administration. So our CIA effected a violent coup overthrowing that democratically elected administration and installing the puppet who is now the fake president with the fake name, with several Y's being added to it every other week, it seems. This Volodymyr Zelensky, this gay guy that dresses in leather and plays the piano with his penis, he's supposedly the president. We have a president here who we are to believe overwhelmingly was elected, I mean, more votes than any president in the history of our world. He's a demented man who stayed locked in his basement. And now they're saying that they're going to cancel all of the debates for the Democrat side. How intimately involved is the CIA in running this coup against RFK just for the Democratic nomination?
Oh, yeah. I think, no, maybe rhetorical, but yeah, I think very involved. Yeah, it's terrifying when you, especially when you say it aloud and as eloquently as you stated it. Yeah, it's we're living in a clown world. Some days it's hard to believe.
So yeah. If they are willing to violently overthrow, administrations in foreign countries like we have been known to do, the military-industrial complex will stop at nothing to enrich and empower themselves, and then do the bidding of Big Pharma and the World Economic Forum, and the global deep state, of course. Why won't they do it here? How far will they go to stop RFK? I mean, should he be legitimately concerned about this? And do you think it's going to sway him off the mark?
I don't think that it would, knowing Bobby all these years, I don't think it would sway him. But it does concern me as a friend and a longtime colleague of how far they would take it. And that is, I think, concerning to a lot of people that they want to keep him safe during this time, especially with what he's revealing, not only as he's running for president, what he's able to get out there to the masses, and people are really starting to listen, because like you said, so many people are awake and not getting their boosters and not getting masked and or not getting shots at all, like me. And so I think they know what's up, and they're listening. And that must be very scary for the CIA and other government agencies, for the feds in general.
Well, I don't view him as a protest candidate. I believe that he actually really does want to win the election. And I'm watching some of the moves that he's making. I don't necessarily agree with all of them. I don't like Robert Malone being an advisor, or the Sasha Latipova, who, you know, basically are protecting Pfizer, saying that there's an immunity shield there when there actually absolutely is not. And this is a very vulnerable giant, and Pfizer should be held not only civilly responsible, but also criminally. And these people should swing by their necks with their feet dangling after they're found guilty in a military tribunal or some sort of Nuremberg too. So there are differences that I have with RFK. But, you know, for the most part, he has been viewed and positioned by our fake, corrupt, BlackRock, Pfizer-funded media as this kooky quack, right? He's a conspiracy theorist as far as it relates to COVID and the death jabs, and so nobody should pay any attention to him. But one thing that you would have to admire and acknowledge is that he understands he's now running for president. These people can't ignore him anymore. They can't just ignore his platform. They can't keep him off of the debate stage, but unless they cancel all of the debates— which they probably got wind that he was going to be running for president. And the last thing that they want is for poopy pants Biden to be standing there next to an RFK who's telling all the truths. Am I right?
I agree 100%. Yeah. I think that's exactly why they're doing that. And I think, too, that the other thing you'll see out there is, oh, he's just a Kennedy, a silver spoon. But really, he's put so much on the line the last 20 years speaking out against vaccines or adjuvants in the vaccines. And he's put everything on the line when he could have just been remembered as the, hero, worked with, cleaning the rivers and streams and doing in the Hudson. I think he put a lot on the line with what he's doing now, and a lot of hatred coming his way. And hopefully he will stay safe in the midst of all this of what he's doing. Yeah, because he takes great risk.
Yeah, I don't care who's doing it, as long as somebody is speaking the truth. I don't care what side of the fake political aisle they pretend to be on. I don't care about the construct of Republican versus Democrat, or, you know, I don't even believe that elections are real. Obviously, we believe that they are rigged and stolen, and that the whole thing is fake and gay. So we're not totally optimistic about RFK's, you know, potential presidential run here. But what we do love is the fact that he's using this candidacy as a platform to propel a lot of truth into the mainstream audience that has been psyoped and gaslit and brainwashed by this fake lying press for so long. This is a multiple decades long Mockingbird CIA created brainwashing operation and programming that has really affected a lot of people. Aaron, I mean, I know that you go out in public and you mentioned people that still believe that Lee Harvey Oswald shot, you know, JFK. But I mean, there are so many other things. You run into people masking, and you run into people that can't wait to get their next booster, or people who have not seen died suddenly, have no idea that these things are happening. And then, you know, these local and, you know, major broadcast and cable news networks, even the ones purporting to be conservative like Fox, are telling you to go and get your next booster.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm grateful that my immediate family has all stopped. Most of them, some of them, fortunately got the first shots, but you're right. And there are still people waking up, and there are younger and older generations who need to be woken about, right, the shots, masking. There, it still blows my mind that there are people doing that, but there are. So yeah.
And it's dangerous. It's really very dangerous, because it's premeditated murder that's being carried out intentionally. This COVID thing is not over. We have heard here at the show, hey, COVID is over now, so we're going to move on to, you know, this or that. No. These people are actively killing us right now. They are actively murdering your children right now with these shots. They are sticking them into millions of people every single day. They are out here murdering people as we speak, for money, killing for cash right now as we speak. This is far from over. They're injecting people with nanotechnology. You don't think that's going to be used in the future to control people? I mean, this is only the very beginning of the ugliness that we're about to see in this country. And unless we actually have a president that can win, that can win and then take it all the way. We hope that RFK Jr. will tell everybody that these things are bioweapons. He's been hesitant to use that word, but it says right in the pegylated lipid nanoparticle that you'll find that's encapsulated in hydrogels inside of these shots that they are patented as weapons of biowarfare. So there's a lot of work to be done, and there are a lot of very uncomfortable conversations that we are going to need to have. A lot of very uncomfortable things that are going to need to be done in this country in order to right this ship, but somebody's got to do it, and they have to do it forthwith if we're going to turn this country around. We hope that, you know, this will at least help us to radicalize our conversation on a mainstream level as, you know, presidential candidates are coming forward. We hope that this will push Trump, too, on these shots and push him on these CIA, declassify these documents, all of those things. We appreciate you following this for us. Aaron Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Stu.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. One of President Trump's greatest accomplishments was getting the U.S. border situation largely under control for the first time in literally decades, if not the first time ever. But of course, tragically, after the installation of an illegitimate regime and a Marxist coup takes place, all of that progress was thrown away completely the moment that Joe Biden arrived on the scene. And last week may mark the low point of America's national integrity for all of our country's history. Title 42, the COVID-era policy that was the last fig leaf allowing us to block and deport illegal arrivals, has now ended. In its place, we basically have an open-door policy. Show up, say some magic words that you can look up online or be fed by an activist or a federal agent, and boom, you get to claim asylum. Then here's what happens. The Border Patrol gives you some court date, 2 or 3 or 4 years from now, and then just lets you go. And if you blow off that court date years from now, who are we kidding? Unless Trump is back in office or somebody with balls that enforces the law, nobody will track them down, and maybe they won't even if Trump is in charge. But according to the Center for Immigration Studies, it's not even laziness or a cowardly refusal to enforce our basic border laws. No, it's all even more sinister than that. According to the CIS, the Biden regime is literally using a secret and illegal WhatsApp channel to coordinate with Mexican border officials to send illegal migrants over in massive waves. This isn't a border rush. It's a calculated, treasonous act by our supposed leaders. They are coordinating and facilitating an invasion of our country. Walter West is sometimes known as the Texas Bacon Master. He's a former U.S. Army combat medic instructor for both the conventional and special forces. After his military service, he's also been a member of the Texas Republican Party Executive Committee, and he was the party's sergeant of arms, too. Walter is passionate about holding Democrats accountable, whether they're in the Democrat Party or, as is often the case, the Republican Party. We know it's all just fake. It's a big movie. It is pro wrestling, and Walter joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
How can this be looked at as any other way? This is treason. This is being orchestrated. This is being implemented. This is being carried out by our own fake government, a corporate crime syndicate.
Yes. Each, you know, at all levels, everybody heralds themselves on raising their right hand and reciting the Constitution. I do faithfully. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It means nothing. Whenever we've had, as you said, the Border Patrol, we've got those agents that are with the Department of Homeland Security that are coordinating with the Mexican immigration officials. The Center for Immigration Study, they got it right. This has been going on for far too long. I just left El Paso last week. I work on the border. I live on the border. Just left El Paso last week after the Border Expo. And we watched the DHS, one of the heads, get up there and speak. This individual started, he started talking. He started saying what they're going to do, what things mean, whatnot. And then you could go on your cell phone and the DHS app from Washington, D.C. was saying something totally different. It was literally saying, we're going to have to allow the folks into the streets because it's of the overcrowding in the centers. Meanwhile, El Paso physically had people sleeping on the streets in mass quantities. They put porta potties up, thank God for that, because in the neighborhoods they were hanging out in where the DHS was releasing them, they were running amok. And the police, the El Paso PD, they were there to make sure that nobody got out of line. Meanwhile, I was there with a couple of sheriffs that were visiting this Border Expo, which is the conference for Border Patrol agents and whatnot. And the federal government was just lying to everybody. And it was the, you know, a lot of the sheriffs that they didn't even show up. The ones in Texas that usually go to these things, that they didn't want to be there. And they weren't. They were having to handle what was going on down in Brownsville at the time.
Where are these people going to go? What are they going to do? I mean, they get here, they get handed a manila envelope of money. They get a one-way ticket to basically any zip code, anywhere that they want to go in the interior of our country. I think they get put up in hotels after they're, by the way, given abortion pills and contraceptives because most of them are getting raped or having sex with mules dozens of times, if not thousands, on their way up here in this journey. We're promoting all of this. Biden is the largest sex trafficker and human trafficker in the history of this country. Obviously, his puppeteers that are actually doing the bidding here of this great reset, white replacement, whatever you want to call it, is happening here in this country. Whatever you call it, it is this, a military-aged male physical invasion of our country. We have soldiers for one absolute reason, Walter, and that is so that we can say, if you try to invade our country, we will stop you, we will shoot you, we will kill you. If you try to extort or harm American people, we will do the same. When the country does not use its military to fulfill its one absolute responsibility, that is a conquered country.
That is correct. And that's why we've got our 3%ers, or much less our 2%ers, that are standing in line. We do have a couple of good sheriffs here in Texas that are on the border. I want to say four, and not all of them are Republican. There's one good Democrat we've got, but others, they're allowing us to perpetuate. We've got good Democrat lawmakers. We've got bad Republican lawmakers. So taking the politics out of it, it's where are we as a country and where are we right now as a state? You're saying I wasn't very happy with Abbott in the beginning, but I'm loving the fact that the immigration attorneys that are coming down here to earn their check are being sent busloads back to their neighborhood. I love that fact that New York gets to feel what we've been feeling for 30 and 40 years. You know, mind you, we haven't had this type of crisis ever. However, the fact that it's been exacerbated this much, the fact that we've been paying for free education for these in our communities, whether it be on the border or whether it be closer in state. Just this morning, it was put out by the Webb County Sheriff's Department. They just arrested a known sex offender in Idaho who is an illegal alien who tried to make his way through Webb County. We also got a member of the Mexican Mafia. He was just caught as well. So now we have Democrat sheriffs that couldn't say border crisis are now saying, hey, this is what's going on. We have a Democrat mayor in Laredo who says, you know what? We can't handle this. We are busting them to your town. So no longer can you say, oh, the Republican Greg Abbott is bringing us the grief. Now you can say the mayors along the river they're tired of it, and they're coming to, they're going to send them to Chicago again. They're going to send them to New York again. They're going to send them to your states again.
And they can go there if they want to. Literally, they can choose their destination. They can go anywhere that they want to, and the federal government will use your commercial airlines, by the way, pay them, give them free tickets to fly them into the interior of the country. People like United Airlines and American Airlines, they're being used. Somebody's going to have to prove me wrong on that one. I do not believe that they're not being used. There are planes that are not marked that are being used in the middle of the night. We saw that months ago. There's buses. Who knows where these people are going? But what we do know is this, Walter, is that the package and the love and the support that they're getting is eventually going to run out. And then they're going to be here in the interior of our country with no means, no money, no job, no food. How are they going to survive? They're going to rob and they're going to steal and they're going to commit criminal activity and violence to get what they need to survive. How can this be looked at any other way?
Well, no, and you know, you say they're gonna. It's been happening. Laredo actually experienced an uptake at 900% of their criminal rate over a year and a half ago. And that was physically being discussed because, oh, on a local level, the police weren't doing certain things because an illegal immigrant was involved. So it had to be a DHS deal. So depending upon where you were getting your numbers from, you had no clue. But overall, in incidents, 900% more incidents were happening 2 years ago. And people were saying Laredo's the safest city on the border. Laredo's the safest city on the border. And yet the stats didn't accomplish that, didn't accompany that. People now down there are saying, holy crap, we can't believe this is coming through. And they're not experiencing it as bad as Brownsville and Hidalgo County, McAllen area, and Starr County. They're not experiencing that as bad as they are right now.
Who are these people, by the way? Because, you know, when you think of somebody that's seeking asylum and going on a very dangerous journey and being raped and crawling through mud and across deserts and swimming through rivers that are infested with, you know, all kinds of God knows what and dangerous predator animals, by the way, and reptiles. When these people get here, they sure seem to have really clean clothes on, brand new shoes, and, by the way, fresh haircuts. Who are these people?
Well, you know, we were discussing the WhatsApp. These are the people that our government is allowing to come in. At some point, these people are being recruited to come here. And keep in mind, if we wanted to do the same to another country, what would be the first thing that you would do? Would you pull the Cuba connection like they did back when Castro was in charge and he released people out of his jails? Because when I was in El Paso last week with a couple of our sheriffs, and we were walking around till 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning with the police down there, looking at these people while they were firing up marijuana, because we all know what that smells like. And they were doing it with the police right there. And I'm sitting here thinking, where are these people? It was middle-aged men. And whenever we say middle-aged men, fighting age. From 18, I didn't see anybody that I believe would be below 18. And I didn't see anybody that I thought would be over 30. And with the 40 or 50 at a time I was seeing, there may have been three or four women and maybe a couple of children. That's it. But that's what was sleeping out on the streets. That's what was over there laughing, was giggling. That's what was charging up their phones. And when they're charging up their phones, they're actually plugging into people's light sockets. They're playing with the wiring systems and whatnot. And they're creating their own charging stations, which great for the engineering and whatnot. But that shows the lack of respect for people's personal property. The only thing I want to ask is, why didn't these people stay and fight in their countries for their own freedom there? Why do they have to come here now? Because what's going to be the situation that is happening here, as we're seeing, you know, we've had three mass killings in Texas over the past 2.5 weeks. They've all been perpetrated by Hispanic nationals.
You're not allowed to say that anywhere out loud. Why are they sending them? Why are they orchestrating, planning, recruiting, bringing in fighting-aged, middle-aged, above 18, not above 30? Why are they bringing them here? What's the purpose? What are they going to be fighting for?
Well, you got me. They're coming after us. I truly believe this is an organized effort of the Biden administration, of the leftist regime that the country has tried to turn its back on.
What are they
going to
do, spark a race war? Is that what they're going to do?
Hey, you know what? You got me there. They're either going to spark a race war or they're just going to spark a war, period. But we're seeing in the cities all over. Just go on the YouTubes, the shorts that are made on Facebook, whatever's being put on Twitter, and look at the violence going on around the country. The Marine that just choked the guy out, he had help from a black individual. that black the victim of that one, or the guy that went down, was beating up on people in videos prior to that. And now we see our leftist regime district attorneys. What are they doing? They're fighting for the illegal aliens.
How long will it be before there's a statue erected of that guy? I mean, let's just be honest.
Well, you know, and while they're taking statues down of other things, you know, that's actually the sad part. We have a lot of I've got a lot of black friends that are black activists, and they're saying we cannot take down the Confederate statues because that reminds us of what we're fighting for. Also to include, there was a lot of black slave owners back in the day, if we're going to go down that road. Now we're bringing the Hispanics, and they're trying to wash their history as well.
Who's going to do something about any of this? We have a fake regime, an illegitimately installed fake regime that's being handled by puppeteers, a corporate crime syndicate. We have a Congress that I have, you know, pretty good information from inside sources and staffers from the United States Congress that these people are intentionally shutting up on these bioweapon injections that are killing people, including Damar Hamlin, by the way. They know the real story on Damar Hamlin. All of them, every single sitting U.S. member of Congress knows the real story of Damar Hamlin. You know, they know a lot of things that they're unwilling to say because of the influence of the inflation of bribery, blackmail material, Epstein Island type situations, paid by special interest groups, lobbyists. These people are corrupt criminals. Who's going to do anything about this? Who has to do something about it?
That's where we as the citizenry have to do. You know, as you stated before, I was a member of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
There were things I couldn't discuss under non-disclosure agreements. Now, cat's out of the bag. People are going, wow, we never even thought you'd ever speak that way in public. Well, I've always been unhinged to the right. Now, don't want to say I'm further to the right because I just haven't moved, but I'm watching everyone move left because they're scared, because they don't know how to fight. And right now, as we see all the transgender stuff that's coming about, they're trying to keep us. They're throwing a rock every time they get around, you know, and people, all they want to do is cover their heads. And it's like, no, you have to fight back. Our state house is under fire, and they're under attack right now from the left. The nice thing is we've had a lot of the right show up. They've gone in to testify in front of committees in different states around the nation. Folks are doing the same thing. They're getting tired of this. And what's unfortunate is the kids that we're raising now, luckily for me, my kids are solid, but the kids that the rest of America is raising right now, is they're bending to the left because they don't know how to fight. They don't know how.
Let's just get down to brass tacks, though. I mean, we're running low on time here, so let's just get down to, I mean, just let's put the political BS nonsense aside, right? You know that you can do that now. The gloves are off. When was the last time a Republican committee did anything positive in your life or anything affected any change at all whatsoever? When is the last time that a GOP-led investigation actually did anything for anyone to positively impact their lives? We're running out of time. We don't have time for committees and hearings and investigations and panels.
No, you're exactly correct. And remember when it took 6 years to almost indict Oliver North for actually trying to do some halfway patriotic things? We physically have people that have gone far to the left. Communism has a bound inside of the Congress, and everyone wanted to impeach Biden. Why haven't those articles been drawn up yet? We are seeing 2017 all over again when the Republicans screwed Trump and then they figured out, oops, when his policies were proven effective in 2018, it was too late. That is what we're seeing right now. And now is not the time to play Republican or Democrat. Now's the time to play patriots or leftists. And that's where we've got to leave those people. We've got too many magnets. We had talked a little bit prior about what's going on up here in Houston. We've spent decades of people trying magnetizing people, bringing them to the communities up here. Plum Grove is one of those communities. We've got over 100,000 illegal aliens that are in parts of Houston, Harris County, and outside of that in a county called Liberty County, just in a city limit size of the city of Beaumont. 100,000 illegal aliens. Not all of them are bad, because some of them are living in slavery. And that's what we've been importing. The Biden regime and the Democrats have brought back slavery, and the Republicans are not standing up for it. That's why we as the American people have to be the ones to do this.
Yeah. Not all of them are bad, but, you know, let's be factual here. All of them are criminals, and they're all here illegally, and they all need to go back until they go through the proper channels to be here, period. There should be no other conversation happening right now in this country. Immediately militarize our borders right now. Shut it down. If you attempt to invade our country, we will stop you, we will shoot you, we will kill you. If you are here illegally, You are out. We are a country at war. Mass deportations need to happen right now. Unless we know who you are and you have gained legal status to be in this country, get out right now and effect an immediate immigration moratorium. Walter West, thank you so much for being here. Out of time. On to the next as we continue in 60 seconds. FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Stop playing around with your entire financial future. I mean, what do we do every day? We go to work so that we can earn a living, so that we can provide for our children, and so that they can have something better than what we had. I mean, their inheritance, their financial stability, all of these things, that's what we're working for. So you go to your financial advisor, and what do? They go along with the edicts of Wall Street and the trends. Your financial advisor probably has no idea where most of your portfolio's investments actually lie. Are you invested in Pfizer and BlackRock and Vanguard? Likely. Do you know it? Probably not. Because you don't have control over it, and neither does your financial advisor. Wall Street dictates the trends. Wall Street's controlled by the installed, fake, illegitimate Biden regime who's sold out to the CCP. So by de facto, you're doing business with a communist financial advisor. Might be a great person, or at least seems to be, but you're doing business with communists. You should be able to invest in alignment with your faith and your values and your morals. And the way that you do that is by contacting Carlos Cortez. He believed in us right from the beginning. Cortez Wealth Management invested a very small amount, nominal amount, but you know what it allowed me to do? To stay on the air. And now that amount obviously has grown as our show has grown, and he has stuck around because he believed in me. He believed in this. He believed in us. He believes in Jesus Christ. He believes in being a family man and a father and a husband and a patriot to this country. He's an independent fiduciary who doesn't have to follow the edicts of Wall Street. That means that he can create a custom investment portfolio just for you. When you lay your head down at night, it's just you and the pillow and God. You'll be able to know, rest easy, knowing that your financial future, number one, is secure, and number two, is invested along with your faith and your values and your morals. Call him today, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Or book your appointment, no obligation, free appointment with Carlos Cortez online right now by going to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We're out of time for this Monday. We'll be back here 8 p.m. Eastern, same place. Until then, God bless you.